So I'm moving along, walking around Windrush Square here in Brixton, and I have found Chuck Omuna, who is the Labour parliamentary candidate for the Stratton ward. So he's around here talking to local people and finding out what's happening and how they feel. So Chucka, so Windrush Square, really, why do you think this is important for Brixton and our local area?
Well, the thing is, this has always become a little bit of an eyesore, really, associated with crime and antisocial behaviour, when actually it's in a prime location and a brilliant position within the Brixton community. But we've been underusing it. So re-landscaping it, putting in the new lights, having the great fountain, will hopefully totally rejuvenate this area. And it will become like a real centre where people can hang, chill out, we can have music events, and you can hear the music right now. And that's really, you know, that's part of what Brixton is all about. And the things about the Streatham constituency that a lot of people don't realise is that half of the Streatham constituency is made up of Streatham, the other half is made up of Brixton Hill, Tulse Hill. You know, about a third of Brixton is within the Streatham parliamentary constituency. So for me, this is actually really important. And I've always gone past this as a kid, you know. It's great. It's really, really positive.
Yeah, and I think it's worth mentioning that before we had Windrush Square, which is being opened this weekend, it was two or three disparate areas.
That's
which,
right.
I think, for being honest, they weren't the most vulgar part.
People associated it with drug dealers and the rest, you know.
So hopefully by having this kind of now one big area, which is very, very brightly lit, a big open space, that might make this a much more pleasant place for families and people to be here at the weekend as well.
Absolutely. But the thing is, in a way, the community have to retake back ownership of this. So, you know, if you don't want it to become what it was, we've all got to make the most of it, you know.
How's that possible? How can we, as like locals, then make sure that we safeguard this?
We've got all these fantastic local community groups, and today we're using it in a really constructive way. The Black Cultural Archives, which I'm a massive supporter of, Brixton, the Friends of Brixton Market, all of these guys are using this space to raise awareness of their organisations and what they're doing. And I think, you know, if we have this on a regular basis, the farmers market hopefully will be back. Brilliant. People will come here and use it in a positive way.
Okay, so the life of a parliamentary candidate is always a very, very busy one, especially at the weekend. So after you've been here to Windrush Square, there's an event in Streatham, which is really quite big, happening later on today.
That's right. It's called Celebrating Streatham. And we use the excuse of Keith Hill's retirement, who I'm hoping to succeed, as a good opportunity to pull together all the different community groups, the schools, youth clubs, to celebrate what is good about Streatham. Too often we hear people do down our community, and we ourselves, you know, we've got our issues, but we often forget to celebrate the real good things and the talent that we have in the community, and use that to inspire others to achieve and do great things. And so that's what this event today is all about. It's about celebrating Streatham.
And then also earlier on this morning, well, last time I spoke with you, Chuck, we were talking about the whole Streatham
hub
situation.
Right, yeah.
Were you outside Tesco's this morning?
I was outside Tesco's with all the other guys with our placards.
You're a banner waver outside Tesco's.
I had my Every Hub Helps banner, yeah.
So the basic situation there is we're still waiting upon the Tesco board to decide about what they want to do with Streatham Hub.
That's right.
We believe there's a board meeting in March, and that's where things will hopefully move forward. But I think on the ground locally, people were there today letting the local Tesco's in Streatham know what their feeling is.
Yeah, and we're hoping that feeds up to the top, and we had all the local media there. And these are people who shop at Tesco's. And the simple fact is if Tesco's keep taking this community for granted and their custom for granted, we'll hit them where it hurts. And that is that we won't shop at their stores. We want them to keep their promises to us. And this was about, you know, really putting that in big headlines so they understand the feeling in the community.
Okay, Chuka, so it's Chuka Omuna on Twitter, Chuka Omuna, two N's and an A, who is the Labour parliamentary candidate for the Streatham ward. I'm not going to finish by making any political points, but I think it is worth saying on the record that I've had various email exchanges the past week from the Conservative candidate for your ward, who was a bit upset I didn't talk with him after the recent pub meeting. I spoke with yourself, I spoke with Chris Nicholson, that was very, very kind of both of you, and we did arrange to speak today, and emails kept on going backwards and forwards, and sadly he's gone quiet on me, so hopefully I'll try and catch up with the Conservative candidate from some stage. But Chuka, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, always a pleasure, Jason.